USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One child has died and over 40 others are injured in a bus crash in Arkansas. Those aboard the bus were youth players from Memphis, Tennessee, who were heading back home after a championship game in Dallas, Texas over the weekend when that bus overturned on a ramp from Interstate 30. A procession will soon be escorting the casket containing President George H.W. Bush's body to Ellington Airport in Houston this morning for a flight to Washington, D.C. Presidential historian John Meacham says Bush 41, who passed away on Friday, was always very humble and earnest in that position.
He didn't believe in showing off. The idea that you'd brag about your accomplishments would have been abhorrent to him.
That is heard on NBC. The funeral in Washington for the late president is Wednesday. And this is USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more, with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
An ISIS leader involved in the beheading of an American aid worker has been killed by a U.S.-led coalition airstrike in Syria over the weekend. They say the terrorist leader was tied to the death of former U.S. Army Ranger Peter Kasig. The 26-year-old had been captured by ISIS in Syria in 2013 and was executed by ISIS the following year. More now on the passing of President George H.W. Bush, who died on Friday at 94. His son Neil says that the events scheduled for this week to mark his father's passing are all intended to be celebratory, not sad.
Everybody's kind of anticipating a great week of celebration, and it's not like there's mourning and sadness. My dad lived 94 amazing years. And he was ready to go.
A NASA spacecraft that was launched 2 years ago is scheduled to touch down shortly after noon Eastern time on the Bennu asteroid. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Gasoline prices falling to their lowest levels of the year. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The national average is now at $2.43. That's down almost 10 cents a gallon. As the price of crude oil falls to about $51 a barrel, the price at the pump continues to fall. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the prices around the country.
Some of the lowest prices in the country, $1.68 per gallon at a station in Denton, Texas, $1.74 a gallon at a station in St. Peters, Missouri, and $1.75 a gallon at a station in Mason, Michigan.
I'm John Clemens.
Marriott facing two new lawsuits after announcing last week that hackers stole personal and financial information of millions of customers. The hotel chain saying that the hack affected guests at the chain's Starwood-branded hotels over the course of 4 years. That would include Aloft, Westin, and Sheraton hotels. The lawsuits filed in Maryland and Oregon. The Oregon lawsuit seeking $12.5 billion. And the remains of about 100 people are being launched into space today. The trip is thanks to a Memorial satellite that's going to be on board a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, which is actually launching dozens of small satellites into the Earth's orbit. This little satellite, about 4 square inches, and families can use an app to track it until it crashes back to Earth in about 4 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.